ITS coffee break for ITS coffee break. ITS ITS coffee break for Tuesday. No, it's not Tuesday. It's Monday.
Are we going to post it today, though?
I was going to put this. Will be the our official last podcast of the semester. ITS coffee break for Monday, June 30th, 2008.
On this week's edition of the ITS Coffee Break, we'll catch you up on lots of IT news, mostly related to Moodle and some network changes that'll be happening soon. In tech news, we'll give you a couple of things to spend some of your summer hours surfing about, and we'll let you know some of the upcoming workshops.
Welcome to the ITS Coffee Break. My name is Ken Newquist.
And I'm Courtney Bentley.
And this is the last podcast of the academic year.
And a bunch of you thought that this wouldn't happen, that right. We would get another one in June, and here we are.
Yeah, it is June 30th, so we're coming right down to the wire, and I will do my best to get this up. But we are recording it on the 30th, so that counts.
It does, absolutely.
And this is actually like our 53rd episode.
Yeah, we...
Oh, so now everybody knows that my wife is online. I guess I should quit out of iChat here. This is going to be the blooperific edition of the ITS Coffee Break.
Because we're not going to cut anything out.
No, that's right, as you got a sense of from our intro. So
that's right. Bare bones.
Yes.
So lots of ITS news. Well, lots of Ken and Courtney Moodle news, actually.
Yeah, that's right, because this may be a nice relaxing summer for some of you, but not for us.
Well, actually, I've been slacking quite a bit, so Ken's been working on all these fixes.
Well, actually,
Moodle
we've both just been on vacation for a week.
Yes.
But, yeah, anyway, we have actually been doing quite a lot with Moodle.
Yeah.
So the big news with Moodle is that we will be upgrading to Moodle 1.9 come July 9th, 2008. I don't know why I threw in 2008. It just seems like it's a new year.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. It seems to me like we're crossing over into a new year, which I guess we are, right?
You know, yeah.
New academic year begins July 1st. So.
That's right.
But anyway, the upgrade will happen around 3 o'clock in the morning, so I will be here working away like a hyper-caffeinated squirrel trying to get the new... Actually, not. I'll have to buy some Cosmic Cup coffee just to be able to be properly caffeinated in the morning.
Yeah, because he's not going to be open that early.
No. I can tell you that none of Easton will be open at 3 o'clock in the morning. But in any case, a new version of Moodle will be coming along, so Courtney and I have been banging away on it. I've got like 5 bug patches out to Moodle Core, 2 of which have already been accepted, so I just need to follow up on the others. But it doesn't really matter because we've fixed ours. I just want them to find their way into the official Moodle releases.
That's right. So if after Wednesday you're seeing some odd things going on, just contact us.
Yeah.
I won't be here, but contact us.
Well, not this Wednesday, next Wednesday.
This is true.
Right.
We will be
so,
here.
Yeah, we'll both be here ready to. I will be at a Mets game that night, actually. So, you know, the big, you know, if something blows up on Wednesday, you can give me a call, but I don't know if I'm going to be in on Thursday.
Yeah.
I'll be available should something explode, but we don't expect it to, because that's why we're doing all kinds of testing, right? And we're working with a couple of other colleges to test things and to hunt down those Moodle 1.9 bugs, which actually brings us into our big trip to Seattle, Tacoma.
That's right.
Technically, earlier this month.
The University of Puget Sound hosted the second Moodle user community meeting for Nightly, and we attended and had a great time just meeting up with lots of the people that we communicate with on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting to show up in a room where there are people who you know through all of this sort of outside communication.
Right. So, you know, people we talk with on Twitter or we talk to you through the Nightly Moodle Exchange, which is this online forum for basically different liberal arts colleges that are using Moodle. And it was good. I mean, I presented on, I think, two different topics. You were like a monster. You had, what, like four different things going on?
Yeah, I did a poster and three co-presentations.
Yeah, so I did one of my co-presentations was on theming Moodle. The other one was on Moodle collaborative development. So we talked about the Hack Doc Fest and basically just how the different colleges within Knightley have been working together on Moodle. So that was nice and immediately relevant to this summer since we're all working on upgrading 1.9. But it was a really nice trip. I think I liked Tacoma better than Denver.
Yeah, Tacoma was great.
Tacoma, I think, exceeded my expectations because I was expecting it to be a very small town, and it turned out to be, well, not a small town, a small city maybe, but they had those huge docks. I don't know how many people actually live and work in Tacoma, but it was pretty sizable.
Yeah.
So that was cool, and that immediately takes us into our next collaborative event. For Moodle, which is the Hack Doc Fest that'll be happening at Kenyon College on July 15th through 17th. We're still, you know, this isn't a Knightley specific thing, so anybody can come if they want to pay their own way. So if you're interested, you can email me at newqisk@lafayette.edu. Link will be in the show notes. And this is basically just a bunch of us getting together to work on hacking Moodle code, documenting Moodle code, documenting Moodle features. I think a big thing that you'll be working on, right, is the grade book,
yes. So hopefully while they hack, I will be documenting with hopefully a few colleagues from other schools.
It seems like, I think we've got a number of instructional technologists this time around.
Seems like there are several of us. So we hope to create some print material as well as maybe some recordings showing people how to effectively use the grade book, which is sort of challenging. So
yeah, because it's a whole new grade book as we've kind of talked about before. I shouldn't say whole new, but it's been pretty redesigned. There's a lot of new stuff going on there behind the scenes and just in terms of the new user interface. So should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be, I mean, it's out in the middle of nowhere in Ohio. Sorry, Kenyon, but
yeah.
I think you have told us, Joe Murphy at Kenyon, you have told us that, I guess it's not in the middle of nowhere, but you can see it from there. Is that how he described it?
I think that's how he described it. He did reassure us that there was at least one restaurant that was still open.
The important question is there coffee?
There better be coffee.
Or else we may have to secret in some of our own supply.
Yeah. I'm afraid with a bunch of people hacking, we definitely need caffeine.
Yes. So, and then the last thing and something that has absolutely nothing to do with Moodle is NAC.
That's right. NAC, which is capital N, capital A, capital C, but pronounced NAC. And this basically is going to replace NetReg. So those of you here on our campus who at the beginning of each semester come in and NetReg your computer, you will now be using NAC. And this is part of the whole network redesign. Basically what this is admission control. So when you use this, it's basically a little client that you log into. And when you do that, it sees who you are, and it puts you into the right sort of context so that you have access to all the things on campus that you need access to. So they will be phasing this in, and actually that starts on this Wednesday or next? I think this Wednesday, actually.
If only we had had some sort of a meeting to discuss this. Oh, wait, that's right.
Like the one at 10 that we really weren't ready for?
Yes. So it'll be rolling out basically throughout July and August.
Right. And there's a schedule online, and we'll maybe post something to the show notes. But just know that you will probably start to receive communication on this. And,
yeah, there'll be, I mean, there's going to be emails. There's going to be documentation on the ITS site. So it should not be a big surprise. We're just giving you a heads up.
Yeah,
so.
Little pre-warning.
Mm-hmm. In tech news this week, we have, okay, what the heck is Wordle?
Have absolutely been off the grid if you don't know what Wordle is.
I have been. So in terms of Ken being off the grid, right, Ken was on an island on Lake Champlain for 5 days with no electricity, no running water, no indoor plumbing, no indoor toilet. Cabin, which was really nice to escape from the bugs, but yeah, I've been completely off the grid. No internet for a week, basically, is what it comes down to. So, and no hopes of getting internet because it's a freaking island. So I could get to the cell phone. So if I'd had an iPhone with me, I would have been able to get out and check stuff. But no, I was completely off the grid.
Well, So then you probably haven't seen all the messages floating about Wordle.
No.
Wordle is basically, it basically just generates a very beautiful word cloud. So most of you who are listening may have heard us talking about word clouds at some point, or you've at least seen one. So basically the theory is that you can take a look at tags. And it basically adjusts the size of the letters of a particular word according to its use. So if you use the word blog a lot as a tag, then that blog would actually be very large in the word cloud. Well, what Wordle does is it takes all of your tags or words that you provide it with, and it just makes it beautiful. So it turns...
So define beautiful.
Oh, it makes it different colors, and it actually turns some of the words... vertical instead of horizontal.
Oh, cool.
So it's actually, I mean, you could conceivably print these and make posters and stuff.
Nice.
They're very nice.
Ooh,
but the very
I see some poster sessions.
Yeah, see. But the very cool thing about Wordle is that it doesn't require you to necessarily use tags. You can actually the first example I saw was actually MLK Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech,
mm-hmm.
and someone just took the transcript of it and plugged it into Wordle, and then it picks up the most used words and
mm-hmm.
puts it into the word cloud. So because of that, people have also sort of worked around, because you basically just copy and paste words in,
right.
So it doesn't actually read your tags anywhere. So actually this website called fluffykittens.com slash Wordle has created a generator where you can plug in your ID for Flickr, and it'll actually generate all the tags for
nice.
You so that you can
very nice.
Use it. So yeah, it's very cool. You can waste lots of time plugging lots of different things in. So
the next time I get bored working on Moodle stuff, or just ready to like pull my hair out,
yeah,
debugging, I'll just go off
just
and,
go to Wordle,
try out Wordle,
yeah, let you change colors and
cool
fonts, and yeah, it's
nice,
yeah.
Sounds fun,
yeah, you know, it's kind of like geeky beautiful.
Nice. So the big news, I guess, in the geek world right now is Firefox. We're a little late to this party, but Firefox 3 has been released.
Yes, I did also hear all of this.
So, and this happened before I went into the information dead zone. So, yeah, Firefox 3 is out. It came out, I think, mid-June, something like that,
so.
After we got back from Tacoma.
But
I had been using, the different release candidates leading up to it, and I could see it was nice to be able to see all of my extensions slowly being ported over to Firefox 3. And at this point, I don't think there's anything for Firefox that hasn't been ported over, at least in terms of what I'm using. So the Web Developers Toolbar is ported over, the Google Toolbar is over, what the hell do they call it? The Google Gearbox
mm-hmm.
thing that allows you to use Reader offline and stuff. All that stuff's been ported over.
And what about the Lafayette Toolbar?
That'll be ported over. it is ported over now, but it will be available on Wednesday. So no real big feature enhancements to the toolbar, but it just officially works with 3. So I tested it. We have it installed on some of the lab machines, but I just didn't get around to uploading it before I left on vacation. So yes, on Wednesday, the Lafayette toolbar will also be current for Firefox 3. So all you early adopters can go out and get your Firefox toolbar. So now this other story that I came across while reading through my RSS feeds was Lewis and Clark organizing research resources using Delicious. So they have an environmental studies course, and they're basically using Delicious to organize the web-based resources for that course, or for that subject area.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been trying to encourage people, but I kind of do it quietly, but encouraging people to do this, to use Delicious, particularly for classes and things.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes so much sense. So those of you, just to recap, Delicious... If you go to your URL bar, it's del.icio.us, and basically it allows you to bookmark things, bookmark pages that you find, and add tags to them. And you can do this as a group, too. So you can give students or your Excel research students or whomever the appropriate tags and let them help.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And then the other thing that we've talked about this before, it generates RSS feeds for each of those tags. So if you had if you're teaching Econ 101 or something, and you wanted to tag a bunch of resources for Econ 101 and then have those show up in your course, you could do that by just adding that feed to an RSS block within Moodle, and boom, you're good to go. So it's just a, it's a cool, we talk about it in terms of, one of the ways we talk about it is in terms of being able to generate your own RSS feed and get that into your course. And I honestly, I haven't found anything I like better than Delicious. I haven't really gone looking because it makes me happy.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, ecstatic to see Lewis and Clark and see them sharing the way that they're using it, because I think it really sort of rings home the power of it.
Yeah, and I think it's good to find an academic example where people are using it as their primary tool for sharing it. It's not just a one-off, you know, I'm doing something geeky here, aren't I cool? This is actually a production, you know, they're using it to share these resources. So pretty nifty.
Yeah.
So something else, I haven't tried it yet, I just installed it, is the WorldCat, what do you call them, application for Facebook? I guess they call them a Facebook app, right? So basically you can browse WorldCat through Facebook.
So those of you who may not be up on your library databases, WorldCat is basically a resource where you can search books,
videos, whatever, and then it'll tell you what local libraries they're available at.
So you could, in a sense, find stuff here at our library using WorldCat.
Yep, or the Easton Library, or the Bethlehem Library, or Allentown Library, whatever. So that's, it seemed pretty cool to me. I thought I'd try it out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you know, I'm always amazed at the amount of library resources and sort of like geeky librarians that are out there doing stuff. So I was actually just, there are a couple librarians who I read their blog, and they were talking about Twittering at ALA. So, and they have game night at ALA.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think actually, I mean, this is, a lot of people have talked about trying to get academic applications into Facebook.
Right. And this is a good example.
You know, they'll talk about, oh, Blackboard integration with Facebook and Moodle integration with Facebook. And I'm not convinced that people are, students are going to go for that. But this kind of stuff, you know, librarians have been doing a lot of stuff with Facebook and MySpace, and I think their efforts have been generally better because it's the kind of stuff that students would actually want to use.
Right.
I mean, there are aspects of Blackboard and Moodle that you might want to have within Facebook, but I think these kinds of apps are better. So
if anybody's using it, let us know.
So the last thing is PodCamp Philly.
Yeah, I actually got a... found out that they are now accepting registrations. How did I find this out? Twitter. Because I was following PodCamp Philly, and they turned around and started following me today. And
PodCamp Philly has a...
Yes, they do.
I
think you're already following them.
I think I'm... Well, I must have just missed the tweet.
So, yeah.
I think, yeah, because I think that got created when I was at PodCamp Philly last year. But in any case, yeah, so it's happening... Let's see, when is it happening here?
I think it's
go to the wiki. It's happening in September at some point, right?
I believe so. And it looks like Temple is the one that's going to host it this year.
Cool.
It's like $20 and it's all day and it includes some sort of social event.
September 6th and 7th at Temple University. Pretty nifty. I think actually the way that you, now that we mention it, I think that the way that you propose tracks is to go into the wiki and edit it. I think that's the way they did it last year. So I think the reason why we bring this up, well, two reasons, right? Because I think this year we both want to go to PodCamp Philly, right?
Yeah.
Last year I went, but...
And he got the cool shirt and I don't,
I got the cool shirt. Wearing the cool shirt today, actually. I guess the thing that I'd like to do this year is have more of a higher education presence at PodCamp Philly. But with a number of colleges in Eastern PA, we should be able to pull something off. And the fact that it's being hosted at Temple, it was at Drexel last year, but there just wasn't a lot of like education people there, which really just kind of surprised me. So it may just be a question of needing to promote it amongst our community to say, hey, this is out there, and get some tracks together to attract people.
Yeah, so if you're relatively local to Philadelphia area, or if you just want to, you know, come visit and hang out, look into PodCamp Philly and join us.
And I think the other thing that was kind of cool about it, at least from last year, was that, you know, you get to meet a lot of people outside of education. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get outside of the bubble for a little while, get off the hill, which I don't get to do a lot of, right? trips to Lake Champlain and Tacoma aside. It's nice to just kind of get out and see how people are podcasting outside of higher education. So very nifty stuff. And a link to that will be in the show notes.
In help news, I do have to admit, I don't think there's a whole lot of new stuff out there. There's stuff in progress.
Right.
Things that will be very helpful to you soon.
Yes.
Things such as, we mentioned earlier, Moodle, new documentation on new features and things like that.
So there'll be a workshop just for that, right?
There is indeed. There's actually a Moodle What's New for Fall 2008. And the first session of that will actually be on Monday, July 21st. So if you want to be one of the early adopters, sign up, come join me. We'll look primarily just at new features or things that have slightly changed that are going to make your life better.
Right. Like the gradebook.
Yes, or like the button at the bottom of any add an activity, add a resource that says save and return to course.
Courses of Alleluia will rise up from across campus as...
It just makes my heart, you know... So happy when I see that button. So, you know, and other help documents for NAC and things like that. But other workshops, Tuesday, July 8th, Jason Alley will be doing an Openio sort of introductory session as well as the Openio reporting session. So if you have surveys going or if you're looking ahead for doing things toward the end of the summer, early fall, you may want to jump on this. Also, Google Earth and web mapping. Those are the two sort of introductory GIS workshops, and those will be the week of July 15th. That's a Tuesday, and the 17th is a Thursday, and one's on Tuesday, and the other's on Thursday. So those would be good if you're looking for something new to incorporate into your classes, or you're just interested. And then, like I mentioned, the Moodle What's New for Fall 2008.
And I'm assuming there's going to be a lot more Moodle stuff.
Yes.
As we get, you have the schedule planned out for
yeah,
the summer,
the schedule
right?
So for the summer.
So they get the full detailed thing up on the site, right?
Absolutely. And there are lots of things coming in August. We thought we'd just kind of give people a break. And as people get, you know, geared up for the next term, we've got lots of workshops planned.
Right. Cool. Well, we're always looking for feedback on the show, so you can send them to us by going to, well, I guess not going to. You can send us an email at itsblog@lafayette.edu.